The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the literary critic and teacher Harold Bloom, born in New York City, 1930, to Jewish immigrants. His first language was Yiddish. He started reading poetry in English before he'd ever heard English spoken. Didn't do well in high school, but took the statewide Regents exams, got the highest score in the state. That won him a scholarship to Cornell. Went on to study literature at Yale in the 50s. At a time when there was a dress code, the students wore jackets and ties. Harold Bloom wore an old Russian leather coat and a pair of fisherman's trousers, and he became famous at Yale for his great love of poetry. He memorized everything that he read. He could recite enormous long poems. As a professor at Yale and as a critic, Harold Bloom has moved further and further away from the mainstream of literary criticism in this country. Most other critics look at literature as a product of history, politics, and society, and Harold Bloom is one of the last who believes that great literature is a product of pure genius, and who believes that we should read not to learn about history or politics, but to learn about the human soul. In the last few years, he's begun writing books for general readers, believing that scholars have forgotten how to read for pleasure, and many of his recent books have become bestsellers, including Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human, and How to Read and Why, and Genius, A Mosaic of 100 Exemplary Creative Minds. And today is the birthday of the man who gave us Charlotte's Web, E.B. White, Elwin Brooks White, Mount Vernon, New York, 1899. Writer for many years for The New Yorker magazine, who then moved with his wife to a farmhouse in Maine. E.B. White wrote, "Just to live in the country is a full-time job. You don't have to do anything. The idle pursuit of making a living is pushed to one side, where it belongs, in favor of living itself, a task of such immediacy, variety, beauty, and excitement that one is powerless to resist its wild embrace." For all his love of the country, E.B. White is also the author of a classic about New York City, Here is New York, which people still read. Here's a poem for today by Eamon Grennan, Opposing Forces. Even in this sharp weather, there are lovers everywhere, holding on to each other, hands in one another's pockets for warmth, for the sense of I'm yours, the tender claim it keeps making. One couple stopping in the chill to stand there, faces pressed together, arms around jacketed shoulders, so I can see bare hands grapple with padding, see the rosy redness of cold fingers as they shift a little, trying to register through fold after fold, this is my flesh, feeling you, your feeling. It must be some contrary instinct in the blood that sets itself against the weather like this, brings lovers out like early buds, like the silver-gray catkins I saw this morning, polished to brightness by ice overnight. Geese, too, more and more couples voyaging north, great, high-spirited congregations taking the freezing air in and letting it out as song, as if this frigid enterprise were all joy, nothing to be afraid of. A poem by Eamon Grennan, Opposing Forces, from Matter of Fact, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Cicala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.